This is Thoughts Become Things. With each episode, we'll help you reach the highest creative potential that God has for you. With your host, a teacher, life coach, a dream coach, and motivational speaker, Jeremy Lopez.
Hello again, everyone, and welcome to another exciting podcast of Thoughts Become Things. I am Jeremy Lopez, and I'm excited because you guys are here today. I want to take a moment to celebrate all of you, because you guys make the show. You guys make us what we are today. And so I want to thank every one of you for being a participant, part of a family member, and also supplying the need to help finance our ministry by buying product. It means a lot to us. So today, guys, I want to talk to you about perception. I'm not going to keep you long, but I want you to begin to understand a little bit more about perception. Now, when we're dealing with perception, guess what? Everyone has it, right? Everyone has a perception. Everyone has an idea, a thought, an opinion. Everyone has a goal, a vision, a dream, things they hate, things they love, things that they crave, things that they think is horrible, things they'd like to do, things they don't want to do, things they've tried, things they haven't tried. I mean, life is the same really for every single person, except our belief system. Everyone has a belief, or some people might not think that they have a belief, but yet they have a belief and nothing. So that's still a belief, right? So if you think about it, our beliefs might not be the same, but yet everyone has a belief. Everyone has all the things I mentioned earlier. And I wanted to talk on that for a moment, because one of the things that we as Christian people, those who are Christian people, really don't get. And trust me, I know a lot of people who say, man, Christianity is such a know-it-all religion. Everybody thinks it's this way or no way. It's my way or the highway. And that's why there's so many denominations. I mean, think about it, folks. Let's get on an outside point of view. There are so many denominations. I mean, there's like hundreds, if not thousands, of denominations. Everybody has their own belief. You know, water baptism, no water baptism. That's what it calls us to be saved. No save, everyone saved, whatever, you know. Everyone has their own position, their own stance on belief. But the thing that I've recognized is, you know, no wonder why people don't come into Christianity. No wonder why people think it's like a do and don't religion, because we've made it into that. We can talk about relationship till the cows come home, but let's be real about it, folks. If it was built on relationship, it'd be built on everyone respecting each other's relationship with God. Because we know that our relationship is personal. Our relationship deals with how we not just perceive, how we receive the things of God. And truthfully, folks, if it boils down to the fact, the truth, you understand that you receive from God how you want to receive according to how you perceive. Now, some of you might say, oh gosh, no, that's wrong. It's according to what the Holy Spirit wants to give me. Well, here's my question to you. If that's real, if that's true, then how come the quote-unquote Holy Spirit tends to give everyone different things for each denomination, for each way of thinking, and yet most people think, well, none of them are listening to the Holy Spirit, but obviously I am. So my question to you would be, what makes you so special to think you're the one listening to the Holy Spirit out of millions of people on earth? If that's the case, wow, we should worship you and exalt you, because you are the only one hearing from God. Or maybe your own denomination is the only one hearing from God. Or maybe your church is the only ones hearing from God. Folks, let's be real about it. Let's mature to be sons of God, to understand that we talk about law of attraction all day long. We talk about attracting into our world, you know, what we think. And yet, guess what? It works for the just and the unjust. And what that means is, if you're a Christian and you have, and there's thousands of churches and denominations, guess what? Each denomination will attract the very thing in which it believes. And so if I started my own religion, or let's say I started my own, you know, cult, or my own denomination, or my own, hey, we're non-denominational, which is nothing more than a denomination within itself now, nowadays. And so no matter what I start, good, bad, or ugly, or evil, I'm going to attract the very thing that I believe. And the more people that get into my belief system, guess what will happen? I will attract more of that same belief system of people that will see it that same way. So, no, we can't blame it on the Holy Spirit. You know, we should respect the Holy Spirit enough to say, no, the Holy Spirit's not just giving you truth and everyone else is just stupid. No one else is getting anything, but I'm getting it, brother. No, that's not how it works. The kingdom of God doesn't work that way. It doesn't work on, you know, steps of holiness, steps of how close you can get to God, and you're the one that gets it, no one else gets it. It's built on the fact that we have to look at reality. You might say, I'm not looking at reality to understand spiritual, supernatural things. Well, then you're missing supernatural things. Because our world, everyone knows that everything is spiritual. Everything's spiritual. So based on that, we have to understand that in order for you to understand the spiritual and supernatural, you've got to understand the reality as well. And understanding the reality lets us know that the reality of our natural world, there is something that God has given us. God gave this to us. It's not the devil. It's not, you know, hocus pocus. It is the fact that we all have perception. And perception lets us know I am what I am today based on not 100% solely God. Let's just face it, folks. If that's the case, then you would not even remember how to eat. You would not remember how to change your clothes. You would not remember mathematics. You would not remember how to speak even grammatically, because all of these things are based not on the Holy Ghost. They're based on perception of your upbringing. What you learned in third grade, fifth grade, 12th grade, what your enemies, your best friends, your family members, they all taught you. Your life right now, subconsciously and consciously, is based on your perception. What you like, what you don't like, the things you do and the things you don't do. It's based on your perception. God created you that way. It's not evil. It's not anti-God. It's how you were created by our loving, amazing Creator. And because of that, you have to understand that once you understand that my perception is based on my reality of what I have allowed into my world, and what I've allowed into my memory bank, from what I've heard, from what I didn't want to hear that I heard anyway, things I come to find out to say I don't like that, but it's still my perception. So I change my perception to believe that I don't like it when I once liked it. So all this stuff is built on God's way of creating you in your perception. Now you might say, why is it so important, Jeremy? It's very important. You understand this concept. Because once you grasp the power of perception and how you were created and what is not of the devil, but what is part of God's beauty of creation in you, that you have a mind to think, you have a thought you can reject or keep, and you have a subconscious and a conscious. How God created you plays a huge role in supernatural abilities and the power to understand unity. The reason why, because when you look at society and you look at people and you say, for example, I'll give you a great example. One of my close friends, John Meyer, who I really love, him and his wife, Amy, who maybe they'll listen to this podcast. You know, I was listening to their Facebook the other day, and they had a Facebook Live, and they were talking about, what if Nancy Pelosi was actually your mom? And I thought, wow, that's an interesting title. Now, many of you, probably not all of you, but many of you would say to yourself, oh, I hate that woman. She's horrible. She's rotten. She's anti-Christ. She's of the devil. And all the Democrats are of the devil, too. Okay, now listen to me for a moment. Is it not true that when we talk about media, and we talk about fake news or real news, who is it that's telling us what's fake versus what's not fake? I thought the truth sets us free. And yet truth is not facts. Facts is not truth. Truth sets you free, and facts are the doctor says you have cancer. That's a fact. Fact, Jack, that you have cancer. That's a fact, Jack. Truth is God said he's already healed you of that cancer. God's truth always trumps over facts. Now, what that means for you is you're listening to a political system that tells you what is true based on their perception on both sides of the spectrum. Both sides of the coin has a truth, and both sides of the coin has a lie. Both sides. And so the point I'm making to this is when you deal with, like what John Meyer once said, you know, as far as Nancy Pelosi and everything, is realizing God's grace and being in the New Testament and loving all people and not writing off people, then you understand that is Nancy Pelosi, let's just face it, folks, is people like Nancy Pelosi and maybe a couple of Democrats, are they really sitting there going, I'm going to destroy this country. Ah, what can I do to destroy this nation? Now, think about that. You really think. Now, if some of you really think this, I'm sorry, but you're warped. You're very seriously warped if you think that someone's sitting there thinking to their own nation, their own country they live in, that they're devising a plan, I'm going to destroy this nation, ha ha ha, as if they're like some kind of mini devil. People don't do that, folks. Come on, grow up for God's sake. Mature. People don't think that. She is probably a good mom, a good grandmother, going home laughing with her kids or her grandkids, the same like anyone else. Now, you might say, oh, don't try to convince me she's a good woman. Let me tell you something. When people say, well, I don't like her because, you know, she's for abortion, here's the key thing. People are entitled to their opinions and how they perceive things. And sometimes people's perception might not be aligned with your perception. And sometimes you might feel you're listening to the Holy Spirit on what is truth for you and what is truth for the church. But yet still, even for the church, you can't put across. Now, for example, am I for abortion? No, I'm not. I'm totally against abortion. But you know what I do? I mind my own business. I work on my own salvation with fear and trembling. I don't think Nancy is evil or bad. Nancy is no different than me and you. We're all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. And sin just basically means, hey, dude, you missed the mark. That's what it means. I'm not making light of the situation, nor that I'm making as serious as people think or think people do. What I'm telling you is sin means you've missed the mark. In other words, you have fallen from your biggest potential of what God has for you. That's all it means. And people make it act like to say, you're in sin, dun, dun, dun. And you want somebody to say, okay, and you don't sin because you don't miss the mark every day. You don't miss the highest potential that God has placed in you to do in your life. Maybe you went somewhere you shouldn't have gone. That's sin. Maybe you didn't press towards the mark to reach for the highest calling. And if you haven't and you've reached the lowest calling, but you thought maybe that was the best you could do, wouldn't that be sin too? Missing the mark is falling short of the glory, falling short of the very thing in which God's created you to do in your life. That's all it means. And so is she falling short? Is she sinning? Yeah, and so are you. You know, and so you can't look at people and think that they're evil. You look at people and realize out of their perception, they really think in their minds they're doing the best that's supposed to be done. And see, what I've learned in my life is this. I've learned to show love, grace, and compassion to every single solitary human being. There's a difference between saying someone believes a certain way that thinks for them it's right versus someone like Hitler who knows what they're doing is wrong. You know, there's a difference in someone who says, I'm going to kill these Jews, I'm going to gas them and kill them completely. Difference between known murdering, known sin, known destruction and totally destroying something, as opposed to someone who's like everyone else, like, you know, in this world, just says, "I this is how I see it." Doesn't mean how they see it is right or wrong, but your perception, folks, plays a big role in your life. Quit writing off people to be evil, and then those who speak God's language, you say, "Oh, they're so godly. I bear witness with them." No, what you're doing is you think you're bearing witness, you think you have discernment, but you really don't. What you're doing is you're listening to all their jargon, their Christianese jargon, and you just automatically think they must be a powerful Christian. Folks, I can talk all that language all day long, but you don't know my heart. So the point I'm making is you got to understand everyone has perception of how they perceive the world should be, how life should be. Does it make it right or wrong? Well, yeah, it does sometimes, because perception sometimes it can play a huge role of being wrong. In fact, I have news for you. Your perception has led you down a path almost every single day of being wrong, just like hers, just like anyone else's. Believe it or not, folks, Donald Trump has a perception, and half the time his perception is totally not right. And sometimes it is right, just like yours, just like Nancy Pelosi, just like Democrats, Republicans, and everybody as an individual. Don't class people in the same category, folks. There's a lot of powerful spiritual Christians who are Democrats. A lot of powerful spiritual Christians who are Republicans. And when you realize, let's take the elementary, you know, silliness out of the equation of perception, out of the equation of Christianity, and realize, let's quit blaming God and the devil and saying God's for this and the devil's for this, and realize we all have perception. And perception means, you know what, a lot of these people are good-hearted people. They just see things differently than we do. They don't know, and probably because they need a renewed mind. But their renewed mind, here's another thing you have to understand. Their renewed mind will not be like your renewed mind. Oh, wow. Really? Gasp. Are you kidding me? But I thought I was believing correctly and properly. If you did, how come the Bible says if you think you have not sinned, you've sinned already? Why do we think that because we get into a world where we think our mind is renewed, then how come you still get aggravated? Even one slight ounce of aggravation because someone ran you off the road, guess what, folks? That's wrong. And your perception has let you know that the way you're raised, if somebody does you dirty, get them back. I mean, so you have to understand that everybody has perception, and everybody thinks that they think what they think is right and what they think is proper and what's good for humanity. And everybody really thinks that, unless you're actually like Hitler and you know that you know I'm here to cut people, destroy people, gas them, and destroy them. And folks, Nancy Pelosi doesn't want to do that. She just has her own mentality. Now, I'm not picking on her, but I'm going to say Nancy Pelosi and Trump and everyone else is in the same boat. We're all in the same boat. We're all trying to work out our salvation with fear and trembling of what we think. Now, you might say, well, is she a Christian? I don't know that. I don't want to judge her. I do know this, that, you know what, maybe her mind has not awakened to the truth of Christ, and that could probably be very obvious, because she doesn't maybe, quote-unquote, talk about the Lord a lot. Or maybe she doesn't do what we think or perceive Christians should do. That's why when you read a scripture and you say, this is what the scripture means, I know for a fact this is what it means, and then 5 years later, guess what God does? Gives you a brand new revelation of that scripture, and you're going to say, oh wow, I've never seen that before in my life, God, about that scripture. You know why? Because your perception at one point, God met you where you were and began to breathe fire of revelation over you, over that scripture. He knew where you, what you could handle, what you could get during that time. 5 years later, your mind grows. Whether it's renewing itself, renewing by the mind of Christ through the Bible, or maybe you grew more naturally and you understand more education or more of the world or creation or whatever it is, science or religion or Christianity, whatever. And then God met you as a Christian of more revelation to meet that place where you are. And he knew you could handle a little bit more. And so, does people like her maybe need more of a renewed mind? Sure. But you know what? So do I. You know why? Because she has a perception and I have a perception. And we all have opinions. And sometimes our opinions we think is good when our opinions can really be bad for a society or a culture or a people. But the truth is, we have to look at life in reality and realize God's grace is sufficient upon every one of us. And that grace that is so powerful for every one of us is letting us know you all are in the same boat. Every one of you. Some might know a little bit more of maybe what is quote unquote right according to how God sees what's right. And that's why I never, ever, ever tell myself or tell the people, I know what's right. Do you really? If you knew it was right, how come you're not the one that God has exalted among all people to be the powerful example? What God does is exalts people, period. Those who have some type of truth or some type of revelation or some type of rightness to them to show what is right. And he exalts him in that one right area sometimes and shows what that right means, because it might be correct how God sees it, while other areas in your life might be horrible, you know? And so you've got to realize that people will see things the way they see it. It doesn't mean people are horribly evil and that they're out to destroy. I mean, I don't think Nancy goes to bed every night and says, I got to find a way to destroy this country. I want to kill people. I want to bow down to Satan and worship Satan, and I want everyone to burn in hell. Come on, folks. Seriously, that is stupidity. Totally, totally stupidity for someone to think that. People have the right to think what they want to. Does she go home, probably call her kids and say, hey, I love you. Hey, you guys want to meet for dinner tonight? I'm sure she does. She probably thinks like the rest of us in that area. But in other areas, her and Trump and me and you and the rest of the world, we're going to think through our perception as well. How you were raised, folks, plays a gigantic role in your life. Don't be an idiot. Don't be a fool. Please don't be an idiot. Don't let yourself be fooled to not think for a moment that you have all the truth when you don't. All of us are growing and striving for the truth. We're all trying to find and work this thing out called our salvation. We're all trying to find the truth, the full truth, nothing but the truth, you know, of what God wants, which is Christ. And the only way to do that is find ourselves humble, full of grace and compassion, not judging any person and blessing people and saying, you know what? God bless her to find the way that you want her to find, while I find my way of what I want to find. And when we begin to discover the truth for ourselves, then one day we'll find out that actually, you know what, we have all more in common than we think we do, because we'll find out that we're all being renewed slowly as we ask God to renew our minds. And some people don't know God. Some people don't know how to ask for God to renew their minds. Some people don't know how to ask for help. And so they go based on their perception of how they were grown, how they were taught, and how they were raised, you know, as kids. You can't fault people for that, because I have news for you. You're still doing that. You're still going by your perception. Now, has your perception been tweaked and changed a little bit because God said, oh, your mom and dad told you racism was okay. It's not okay at all. You need to learn to love your black brothers and your sisters, and you learn to learn to love your white brothers and sisters. They're not bad like your parents told you. And you know what he does? His Holy Spirit comes near and tweaks that and works in that. But not everybody has that luxury or understands to ask God to do that, because they don't know what they're asking for. You didn't know what you asked for. Think about it. You did not know what to ask for. But God's Spirit, by His grace, gave you compassion and said, this area is not right. I'm going to have to work on it. So folks, don't fool yourself. Perception is what we all have. And we all are trying to find the best way for humanity. Every one of us tries to find, whether it's out of God or in God, we all try to find a better way for ourselves. So folks, here's what I would say to you. Just give grace. Just give people some compassion and some grace to say, I don't know your walk. I don't know what you do when you go home. I don't know what Trump does when he goes home. For all I know, Trump could go home and say four-letter words all night long and be on television and talk Jesus. I don't know. Nancy Pelosi could go home and hit her face before God and pray and cuss out loud in the public. I have no clue. But what I do know is we go by fruit, but we love one another. We love one another and allow people the grace to find their way in God. And if they're not finding their way, just be the light. Just be the light of God. And that light will help people to discover their way in Christ. Folks, thank you so much for the opportunity to always speak to you guys. And always just cause us to think. Give us something to think about. Because let's just face it, we're all attracting how we think. If you don't like what you're attracting, folks, guess what? Change your perception. Dive into and see the pattern of your perception and change that reality. And your reality will change if you want you to change the way you think. Your think is based on your perception. Change it and your life will change. And give other people the grace and compassion to find their way and be that light of what you want them to see. Thank you so much for tuning in. I will talk to you guys next week. Have a blessed week.
This has been the Thoughts Become Things podcast with Jeremy Lopez, helping you reach your highest creative potential that God has for you. For more episodes, products, and information on Jeremy, visit www.identitynetwork.net.